Thank you very much indeed. And I think we really all ought to take this opportunity to wish Paul and the Green Building Council a very happy birthday. It's quite hard to explain, really, the success of the Green Building Council. I think the only words I can find for it is it's a phenomenal phenomenon. And no other phrase really comes to mind, largely because I haven't thought what I was going to say before I sat there and listened to Paul. But in a way, that's quite a good way of capturing it. This has been an extraordinary phenomenon. It has enabled an awful lot of people to get behind what this whole notion of a sustainable built environment means, and to do it in a trust-based context where they can talk with people from different sectors, where they know that they're not going to be abused by sharing some of the difficulties as well as sharing these success stories. And that's quite rare still. It's quite difficult to find the right venues, the right opportunities to do that in the way that the Green Building Council allows. So it's a tremendous success story. And Wilmot Dixon is absolutely delighted to continue to support the Green Building Council. We see it as a very important part of the work that's going on in this sector and speaks therefore to the values that we have as a company in this area. So I've only been here this afternoon. I have to admit it has been fairly gobsmacking, just trying to wander around and get a sense of what's happening here and not get lost too often and so on. And it is, for me, utterly brilliant to see this kind of story unfolding in front of our eyes. And I was very struck today. I've just been at a session up in the Platinum Suite, and I better not mention any names, really, but one of my co-panelists at this meeting used a very interesting word when talking about renewable energy, and in particular talking about photovoltaics. And the word she used was worthy. Now, for 35 years, I've kind of lived with language like that. I sort of know what that means, really. It means go away and play with yourself. Because it's not real, it's not serious, it's not like building great big stonking power stations, be they nuclear or coal or anything else. But look, pat on the head, worthy, really worthy. And I just thought to myself, God, we've still got some knowledge and insight gaps to fill in this world that we all inhabit. We really have. And a lot goes astray up here in the mind. Before we start delivering on the ground, we've got a lot of engineering to do up here in terms of the human organism right here. And I've just been walking around, of course, and for me, the word that jumps out absolutely all over the place is innovation. Now, I haven't really been involved directly in construction and the built environment in the way that I am now with Wilmot Dixon for very long. And yet when I joined up, I was told this is an industry that finds it very hard to innovate. We don't really do innovation. You know, we just build things and pour a bit of concrete and put up a building, oh God, you know, all that stuff. We're not expected to be innovative. All the sharp guys somewhere else do that. And I'm thinking to myself as I wander around here, I wonder how many industries now are able to put forward an innovation story of this kind in the way that is happening today inside this industry. And we know that innovation is about all of these different things. It is about competition. Just thinking about the number of different companies selling PV panels as I go around today, I'm thinking, God, how would you know where to start? And the fact that I'm even asking that question is brilliant, because you've got to go away and find out, because they're competing with each other. They'd like to kill each other, because that's what would make them successful. Does anybody regret having a bit of that kind of bloodthirsty competition going on in our lives? I certainly hope not, because it is the sign of maturity, of coming of age, that that's the kind of stuff happening now. So competition first and foremost, good regulation. And yes, let's acknowledge it still has a part to play. The 2016 target for zero carbon housing, it is still a crucially important part of the driver that makes for a lower carbon industry in this country. Incentivization. Not sure really how much to say about that. This little card I'm holding up here says, Save Our Solar. And to be honest, I'd really much rather not be holding up this little card in front of you this evening and inviting you all to find it on one of the many stands around here and sign it, because we wouldn't need to be signing up to campaigns of this kind if we had a government that actually understood the relationship between